Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The Lord said to Abraham after Lord had parted from him, "Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. Go, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you." God says, look about you on all the directions, north, east, west, south. Look everywhere. The land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. So you have to see the land for you to receive it. And God continues in verse 17. He says, go walk through the length and breadth of the land. I'm giving it to you. So you need to walk the land, see it, see what God is giving you so that you can possess it. When we don't see the things that God has prepared for us, it is easy for the enemy to steal them away from us. The Bible does say, eye has not seen nor ear heard what God has prepared for those who love him. But there are things that God has prepared for us. And the Bible says it is the Spirit of God who knows what is in them, in the mind of the Spirit. But we have the mind of Christ as we pray, as we seek him in his presence. And the Holy Spirit will reveal to us bit by bit the things that God has prepared for us. And we need to see everything. As Christians, we tend to be focused on what God has for me in the church, what God has for me spiritually, what is my calling spiritually, am I a musician, or perhaps I'm an usher, and then we forget the other areas of our life. God says to Abraham, look to the north, the west, the south, the east, see all of this land that I'm giving you. Every area of your life, God has a will for you. And it's important that you don't only flourish in one place spiritually. And you know, when I say flourish, I'm not talking success by worldly standards. I'm talking about walking in the will of God. Because sometimes the will of God might be where it seems less successful. But if you are in the middle of God's will for your life, then you are flourishing, you are successful. Take missionaries. They leave their comfortable beds and homes and sometimes even families, and they travel to other countries. And many times they find themselves in villages, in slums, and they have to live under those conditions, in places where there's no running toilets, no clean water, and they go there to bring the message of the gospel, and people give their lives to Christ. That is flourishing. That is flourishing for them because they are successful in what their calling is. So you need to look at the north, the east, the west, the south, every area of your life, your career, your family, your parents. What is God saying about them? What should you be praying? How should you be serving them? Your children, what are their callings? How must you prepare them for them to fulfill their callings? Are they even in the school that God wants them to be at? Are you praying the right prayers for them? You know, Jacob, when he blessed the sons of Joseph, he lays hands on them and then he puts his right hand on the younger son and his left hand on the firstborn. And Joseph tries to correct this, and Jacob says, no, I know what I'm doing. The younger one is going to become greater. They will both be tribes of people, but the younger one will become greater. So he could see into what was in store for them. He was prophetic in his action, in his prayer over them. So your children, what is God saying? Should you be taking them maybe to music classes because they are musicians? Moses was prepared in the best education of Egypt for his calling, because he was going to have to come back to Egypt, know the protocol, know the language, know how to communicate, be eloquent. He was given the tools as a child to fulfill his calling in Egypt. So as a custodian, as a steward of those lives that God has brought to you, are you raising them up to equip them? Maybe they're intercessors, and you should already be teaching them how to fight in the spirit. And are you doing that? Are you doing that? What is the land that God is, what is he saying about your family, your spouse, how you should relate to them, how you should talk to them? We are the workmanship of God. Every area of our lives should glorify him. He not only designed Adam and put him in the garden to tend the garden, he had a purpose afterwards. He made him a helpmeet. Even that relationship was for his glory. He even blessed them and said they must multiply and fill. They got a family mandate. What is the family mandate? What is your family's mandate? What is the vision? What fruit is supposed to come out of your family? Out of the family of the Levites, the Lord released worshippers. The Lord released priests. Out of the family of Aaron, they were high priests. Out of your family, what must come out? What is the fruit that God wants to see through your family? Your finances. You know, there are title deeds in the Bible. In Jeremiah 32, God tells Jeremiah, you are to do this and take the title deed, put it inside a container. And God was specific about the property that Jeremiah owned. He was specific. So are you even living in the right house? Are you in the right area, neighborhood, or you just decided to move there? Your friends, the content that you consume, whether on TV, on radio, newspapers, magazines, social media, are you consuming the content that will prepare you for where you're going? Because maybe you should be reading business magazines. With Abraham, he said, he even told him, leave your father's house. I'll show you where to go. This is not where your miracle will happen. This is not it. You're going to have a son, but not here. There's a place you should go where your destiny will be fulfilled. He says to Elijah, go to the brook, and I've commanded the birds to come and feed you there. And when that time is past, he says, go to Zarephath. I've commanded a widow to feed you there. There are places that God will direct you to where you'll have a divine connection. So turn around, look at your life. Seek the face of God on all the areas of our lives. God, must I go back to school? Must I study a different course? So whether it's academics, whether it's your friendships, your neighborhood, church even, you're already in the team you're serving. But is that it? Is that it? North, west, south, east, all around. The land that you see, I'm giving it to you and your descendants forever. So you're not only taking it for yourself, but this will be an inheritance for those who are coming after you. So you have a responsibility to see as much as you can, to see as much as you can. But you can only do so with the help of the Holy Spirit. He's the one who opens our eyes. And as we seek him in the secret place, then he will open our eyes to see everything that God has for us. But we need to also be aware to seek him on all these other areas. Maybe it's time for you to change your job. Ask him.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Thank you to Pastor Nozipho Rakolota, Northeast, West, South, and basing the talk on the book of Genesis 13, verses 14 and 17. The Lord said to Abraham, after Lord had parted from him, look around where you are, to the north and south and to the east and west. Go, walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you and your descendants forever. And she says, are you sure you are where God wants you to be? Are you doing what God wants you to do? And are your children covered? Is everything going the God way in your life? I'm going to put it that way. So ask of the Lord, Holy Spirit. He knows all about it. He knows all about it. Trust him to lead you and guide you. Thank you, Pastor Nozipho Rakolota. We're going to take the sounds of Nozipho AJ featuring Sounds of Destiny. Pour out your spirit, taking us to the 1 o'clock news bulletin.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.